This is the Founder Beat Podcast, a production of RYORK Media, where we learn from our community's most innovative entrepreneurs and business leaders.
Welcome to the Founder Beat Podcast. I'm Rebecca Hanlon, and today we are interviewing Catalina Ruiz. Catalina, thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me. It's an honor to be here.
We were talking before we started recording that this is not the first time we've had a chance to tell a little bit of your story. Years ago on RYORK Media, you were one of our features in Neighbors of RYORK. We featured the cupcake stand that you run in Central Market and kind of your journey up to that point. So you are a good friend coming back to the table for today's conversation.
Thank you. I am happy really to be here and tell the people what is my next step or what is my next dream that I wish to complete.
You mentioned you've been in New York for 24 years.
Yes.
You're originally from Mexico. Can you give us a little bit of that background of why leave Mexico? Why come to a place like York, Pennsylvania? What was happening in your life that you made that decision?
Well, I born in Mexico and I studied in Mexico. I have a career there. I studied to be a kindergarten teacher. I came here because the life in Mexico at that time for me was really difficult. And I don't trust the government. We have certain issues, so I decide with my husband at that time to come to the U.S. to be safe. Mm-hmm. And we just came here because one of his uncles used to live in York. Okay. So it was the first point that we decided to come.
Yeah, you had a contact, somebody was here.
Mm-hmm. And since then I've been living in York. And I was telling you that I love York. I like everything about York. And I see how York is growing up and changing every time. People like you that make York better with a lot of programs, a lot of things. And people here in York is really friendly. And like I say, it's like a family, having a different family here.
You've been in York longer than I have. I came to York in 2010. So you have even more of this, you know, like history of the community. 24 years is a long time to be somewhere. I know from your past story, when you first came to York, you had to learn English and you participated in the York Literacy Council, right? In their program. And I find it very fascinating. You mentioned your background as a kindergarten teacher, and then eventually you kind of came upon this opportunity with baking, right? Tell us a little bit about how that kind of unveiled itself to you as like, that's going to be the thing that you do.
Well, in my house, my grandma and my aunts, they used to be a really homey persons. I don't remember like really going to the bakeries or to have candies, or we used to do that, but not like often. That was like a certain times, you know. My grandma, she used to bake, she used to cook. My aunts, they do bread and candies. And so we always have that thing at home. And I have the first hands because to see everything, all the ingredients, the process to do things. I remember one of my, the thing that I remember the most is when used to be my grandpa's birthday. So my grandpa, he used to love mole. So I remember all my aunts, and it was like a party. You know, you see all these women in the kitchen with all these condiments and peppers, and everybody, you know, cleaning the peppers and putting the peppers to dry, and some others doing blending and toasting and do all that big process. And the kids, we were part of that. And it's amazing. And many people don't like to remember that. And I think it's important, you know, it's part of life. So I always was like really attached to that memories. When I came here, you know, life was a struggle. My son, he was 1 year old, and he started going to the daycare. And I said, well, I need to do something. So I went to work to, at that time, a wiki skaters. I worked, I don't remember how long, probably 3 years. But after that, I decided to, my son need more attention. So I was a home mom. And, but also I don't want to be all the time doing nothing, you know, just the home thing. So I start baking and I start doing cookies and desserts. And he used to go to the elementary good school. So I asked the teachers and I bring healthy desserts for them and I participate. And then I start doing all that baking and give things. After that, I continue with that, but then I start doing my own housekeeping thing. So I used to clean for many places here in Europe and also for private people. And I meet Sherry-Anne, so then I start cleaning for Sherry. And in that point, I meet Chris Martin and so many other people that used to have businesses in downtown York. Chris invited me to be part of her business. So she said, well, I have many orders, I have a lot of work. Why if you don't come and help me? Mm-hmm. So I was doing that with her, helping her, doing orders. And she was like literally teaching me everything that she knows about the business, how to run the business and all that. And I really love that. One day she just came and said, I want to retire. And I said, okay. So, but I don't really take this like really seriously. And she said, I want to sell the business to you because I think you really love this and you really want to have this. I was thinking about it. At that moment, I don't have all the money that she asked me for. Mm-hmm. But she believed in me, and I'm never going to forget that because she say, you know, we're going to talk about money, but this business needs to be yours. Mm-hmm. So we do that, and, you know, I finish paying her and all that. The business is mine, and I love that. It's part of everything, you know, part of my dream. But in the meantime, also, I want to expand and do more things. And I hope in the future to get in that point.
When was it that you officially took over the business?
5 years ago.
Okay.
5 years
ago. And it's always been at Central Market?
Always been in Central Market.
I noticed, so I want to get to some of the things that you were showing me earlier. What has been some of the most challenging things that you've had to figure out in running a cupcake business?
Well, first of all, I don't like math. And I need to keep my numbers always. Check all my receipts, everything.
Yeah.
Learn QuickBooks. Yeah. that is not my... I freak out when that happens.
I don't like the numbers part either.
But you know, I need to keep that.
Yeah, it's very important for a successful business, right?
And that is one of the things. And when the pandemic happened, some of the business we were open at Central Market. I never closed.
Okay.
And the market, because it was into the lease, we keep open. Mm-hmm. And some other places inside the market we were open too. I figured out, and I can't explain you like really how I survived, because I used continue paying my rent and all that. I have the support of my family, yes.
Yeah.
Was a struggle, yes. Do I have extra money? No. Do I have good sales? No. How many cupcakes do I sell in a day? Probably 3-4. Mm-hmm. But I use another skill that I have, and I know how to sew. So I made a pattern for a face mask. And I start selling like a different face mask for people with different patterns and all that. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things that kept my business alive, because people looking for that, and I don't sell that like really expensive, and you know, you can reuse it and right. all that kind of thing. That was a really struggle moment. Mm-hmm. And the things and challenge that I have in the market, yes, the temperature is one of them. The kitchen is always busy. Mm-hmm. We are there and we want to have a kitchen.
Yeah.
And many people book the kitchen, and sometimes it's a struggle. Mm-hmm. Why is a struggle for me if I am a bakery? Well, I want to do certain things that be deep fried, or like I do my churros, and a lot of people that is tasting them, they say, when are you gonna do churros? When are you gonna do churros? I need to find the time and space to do that. In my area, I don't have an exhauster, I don't have nothing of that. So if we fry, I can turn on all the alarms in the market.
We don't want to do that.
So that is a reason why I don't do a lot of things.
That's interesting.
And also with some other candies that you use fondant or certain kind of sugars or syrups, with the heat, is really bad to work with them.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't get the result that you want. You know, you want to have something perfect, something nice. Sometimes you are not able. Many years ago, I used to start doing macarons, French macarons,
yeah.
and also the temperature is really bad for that.
Okay.
So
you don't have a controlled environment to be able to make everything.
I've been limited just to do certain things,
yeah.
and but you know, I'm still dreaming.
Yeah, I noticed. Maybe since pandemic, maybe it's been like the last year or 2 years, that you have been incorporating more baked goods that are, you know, like the churros, like those that are unique to you and your background, right? And then you did a pop-up, or at least a couple pop-ups, where you did tacos.
Yes.
What was the inspiration for doing some of those, you know, to you more traditional, personal cuisine, those dishes?
Well, since I've been here in the U.S., I don't want to offend anyone, but I think all the food that people try to do, like Mexican food,
yeah.
is Mexican-American food.
Sure.
It's not real food.
Mm-hmm.
And the chefs here in the U.S., they can have an amazing taco, but it's not a classic taco.
Yeah.
Sometimes they mess up, probably with the tortillas. That is, you say, really, with the tortillas? Yes. Probably they don't do the correct warming up for the tortillas. So everything is in certain levels, at certain moments that you need to add the meat. Somebody invited me some tacos. And I said, well, thank you. You know, I really appreciate that. And I eat them, but I was a little sad about it because they weren't the way that I expected. And when you do certain kind of food, you want the people to say, oh my gosh, this is so good,
mm-hmm.
and I want to have another one.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to back and back and back for more. So when you, I want to really, that is one of the dreams, you know, like people to come, have a taco and say, this is a real taco.
Yeah.
This is a good one. And that was the point that I get like inspired and say, well, I'm going to ask the manager in the market, and I'm going to ask Tamika if I am able to do this.
Yeah.
And I have the opportunity because I have my business, so I have the opportunity to do certain numbers of pop-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And I decide to take one of them. And people ask me, so I don't know if the kitchen get slow, probably I will do another one.
Yeah.
And probably I ask the people, what do you want to see in a pop-up?
Mm-hmm. What do you envision is next for you as a business owner?
I don't want to leave Central Market because I grew up there. And many people know me, and I really love when people come just to see me and get one of my cupcakes. So I don't want to leave Central Market, but I want to have another place. You know, I don't know when, I don't know if that is gonna happen this year, next year, in 10 years, I don't know. Probably it's never gonna happen. But it's my dream to have a small place where I can do everything. Like I can bake and I can cook and I can share all these flavors to the people. Yeah. The classic, like the real Mexican food.
Mm-hmm. What do you think that would do for you as a person?
First of all, I think that made me really happy, you know? And like a person made me proud of myself. Like I made my goal and that I really show the people in New York what is the food of Catalina's food, you know? The grandma showed Catalina to do. Mm. And I think that could be in memory of my grandma to make that happen, you know? Make those flavors and those smells and all that.
You mentioned to me earlier you still have family in Mexico, your mom, mm-hmm. and you don't get to see those family members. When was the last time you would have seen your mom?
I see my mom 4 years ago, I think. Okay. Yeah, she comes and visit me. And I just have one brother.
Okay.
He's married. I don't know. I meet her wife on a Zoom conference, but I don't know her. Mm-hmm. He has one daughter. I just see her also just on camera. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it's a long time, and sometimes it's sad for special days or when you are down, you know, mm-hmm. call your mom and say, "Mom, come to see me." Mm-hmm. Yes, but at some point, I think she coming back.
What do you wish that they could know about what it is that you're doing here in York and what your life is like here?
Well, my mom, she knows how a struggle is. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that being in a country of opportunities is really easy. People sometimes think that you just come and you just take the money like this. Is what people in Mexico think, and it's not that. Sometimes it's a long day, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of thinking, it's a lot of planning. It's difficult.
Yeah.
But in the end, when you have a positive attitude, also that helps a lot. Some people in the market sometimes, or many times, laugh about me because I like to work with music. Mm. And I put any kind of music. I like good and bad music, like everybody.
good and bad on whose opinion, right?
Yeah. And, but you know, it's music made me happy too. So I put my music and I work in what I have to work. And also if it's a really bad day, you know, I just try to let it go and do what I have to do and do my best to have a really nice cupcake or a really nice wedding cake because I know that is gonna make somebody happy. Or if it's a birthday and you know, it's really nice when you see that kid, "Oh, it's my cake." Yeah. So that is also what made me feel full.
I don't wanna forget about it. You brought your certificates from continued education that you did over the pandemic.
Yes.
Obviously, we all found time over the pandemic.
Of course.
But what for you like motivated you to go get, so you mentioned this is online education that you did.
Yes.
The school's based in Mexico.
Yeah. That school is based on the Mexico state in Toluca. Is where my mom lives.
Okay.
It's one of the best school. It's a international culinary school.
Okay.
And they don't used to have these courses online, but over the pandemic they have it. But in some point need to be presential courses.
Yeah.
But my mom, she helped me, and they gave me the opportunity to finish my courses. just in Zoom classes. And well, I have my Philippine, and now I like graduate. Many things was just a reminder. Some other things that I refresh, some other I learn. But it's really nice to keep doing that because you want to give people the best you can. And also new things, light things, and different things, so.
How did that kind of motivate you in that time when obviously like business is not doing well? We have this, you know, global pandemic going on. But you were committed to like sticking with this. In fact, you're going to take the opportunity to get better at it. What kind of motivated you to keep like pushing through that period?
Because I am here and I want to be better. You know, I don't want to fail. I came for a dream. And I think until I don't get what I really want in the end, I don't gonna rest to do that. And I need to be positive and happy and continue doing what I do. And I want to continue also making happy people, you know, with a good quality of things.
What do you think that end goal is for you? You said you don't get to the end. You have a dream.
Yes. Well, I hope with all my heart that in some point get a front store and get all that come true and have all these things that I am dreaming in doing, like food and desserts and coffees and atole and tamales and all that. And people can enjoy and can say, well, that was a really good thing to do. And that is the end of everything because, you know, I've been completing goals. One of my goals was getting my house. So I own a house. I was dreaming on my kids to go to college. Both of them, they got to college. So it's one step at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you keep making those steps.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think is going to help you get to that next level, continuing to make those steps?
Just continue working hard. And I always have the support of the community. And, you know, they come and they got my product. And that support is the one that keep me alive in the market. Also, if wasn't like the market really busy, that is why I am still here. Mm-hmm. And I never gonna forget that, and I always gonna be thankful with all the customers that support me in that hard time.
Mm. Well, I hope you are really proud of yourself. I am proud of you. I think you've done some really great things, and I can't imagine, going through some of the challenges that you've gone through. I think you told me one time you used to go to the library to practice your English, and you would read cookbooks and baking books, and that was part of like those early stages of this will someday be a business for me. And I just think that's your motivation and the hard work that you put into it, like you can see that today. And you know, I hope you in all those busy moments take time to reflect on how far you've come. Sometimes it's hard to see the progress, but there's a lot of progress there. Yeah. So you brought me some treats today. Yes. I will share them. Brady was excited. Brady's like, do you think she might bring cupcakes? I said,
no.
I think Catalina's given me more treats than I've ever. So is this your churro?
That is a churro.
So you sell this at the stand. And what is that, like a chocolate?
It's a
okay. There's a lot of people here today. I don't know how many I'm going to have to share this with. All right, tell me what we have, Catalina.
Well, we have the common thing that you're going to find on Central Market.
Yeah.
So it's my chocolate raspberry, chocolate Oreo, triple chocolate. I have vanilla, vanilla raspberry, and vanilla coconut. I don't bring the peanut butter because I don't know if somebody's allergic to.
That's fair, right?
But that is it.
Well, they are lovely. I have been graced with many of your treats before. I'm just as excited for these. Thank you for sharing with us.
No, thank you for inviting me. It's really nice to have a continued interview after many years, you know?
Well, you know, let's see what you do next. And that dream that still exists for you, I am very hopeful that it comes to be. And we'll just do an update later.
Of course.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Okay. Thank you, Catalina.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Founder Beat Podcast, a production of Our York Media. I'm Rebecca Hanlon. Our producers are Brady Pappas and Will Hanlon. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share with a friend.